Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God!
911 emergency?
Give me an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress, from impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion, we've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life.
Sheriff John Bunnell. In 27 years in law enforcement, I've learned it's never smart to underestimate a criminal. Because whether you're a police officer or an ordinary citizen, if you let your guard down, even for a second, they've got the edge. Now we're going to show you criminals at their most dangerous and what you can do to keep your guard up. So hang on. Things are going to get pretty wild.
Woodland Hills, California. The three punks in this car are carrying jewelry stolen from their latest holdup. While police units are en route, a news chopper helps track the car.
We're with them heading southbound, southbound.
The driver weaves dangerously between other vehicles, then charges down the freeway at 95 miles an hour.
These guys are flying past other vehicles, driving very dangerously.
He exits quickly.
Okay, looks like they are getting off the freeway now.
And barrels down city streets, narrowly missing one car after another.
These guys are going to hurt someone.
Seconds later, he cuts corners at a busy intersection.
Turn left, left turn, going north. We're headed northbound now.
The car careens into a residential neighborhood, going so fast that it catches air over these speed bumps. After squeezing between two cars at this junction, the driver comes to a stop, and one of the suspects tries his luck running on foot.
Got one bailing out, foot bail. We're gonna stay with the car.
But the driver becomes lost in the maze of streets.
I believe this is a dead-end street up here.
Moments later, he winds up in a cul-de-sac. The remaining two thugs bail out. They flee into a yard.
Okay, it looks like they're headed toward a residence.
Leaving their vehicle to roll into a wall. Two suspects tear through a cactus garden, dodging thorny cacti and leaping over shrubs. When they come out the other side, they split up on the street.
They just split up, running. They're running in opposite directions.
The chopper team has to pick which one to follow.
So we're gonna follow the one in the gray shirt.
It's a lucky choice. He's the one carrying proof of their crime. Seconds later, the camera captures him trying to ditch the evidence.
Looks like he just threw something down that storm drain.
He knows the helicopter is above him, but he doesn't realize its powerful zoom lens catches him in the act. Then he finds a place where the camera can't see him.
Okay, I lost him under the trees.
The chopper circles, but the suspect is nowhere in sight.
It's like he just vanished.
Meanwhile, patrol cars arrive to search on the ground.
Our guy had a gray shirt on.
Moments later, the chopper crew spots a lone figure strolling down the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
He must have thought draping his shirt over his shoulder would act as a disguise. But he can't disguise his suspicious behavior. The suspect only makes it one more block. And then a police unit spots him.
They got him stopped. They got him down.
The officers put the cuffs on, and then they frisk him. But they can't find the evidence they need to convict him. This homie thinks he's home free. But thanks to the eagle-eyed cameraman, police know just where to look.
Like he just threw something down that storm drain.
At the bottom of the storm drain, they find a small bag of stolen jewelry. And it's all the evidence they need to put this crook and his partners behind bars. They stole jewelry at gunpoint and thought they could get away with it.
Got one bailing out. Foot bail.
But thanks to a sharp-eyed chopper crew...
Looks like he just threw something down that storm drain.
The only trinkets these punks ended up with...
Put your hands up!
...were pairs of cold steel handcuffs. Abbeville, South Carolina. For the deputies in this pursuit, everything is not what it seems. That's because the dangerous criminal they're chasing is driving this police car.
It's the police car in front of me.
While police were responding to a call on foot, a boozed-up crook drove off in the car, which means the man behind the wheel is drunk, dangerous, and crazy enough to steal a cruiser. For police, it's a sobering situation.
Roll lane.
The suspect has the same powerful car as the officers, and the radio in the stolen unit is picking up everything the deputies say.
Locked off some traffic, boys.
But the suspect has one other important piece of police equipment. The suspect shuts off his bar lights while hitting random switches. It's only a matter of time before he finds the shotgun release. So it's going to come down to the training of the police versus the drunken desperation of the suspect.
Don't get in front of him.
But as traffic gets thicker,
get out of the way.
The danger mounts. The cruiser, stealing drunk, races into opposing lanes at a blind hill. And when the suspect gets back on the right side of the road, he goes from dangerous to downright suicidal. The driver veers directly into oncoming headlights. The police know time is running out.
This subject is gonna have to be stopped. He's trying to hit cars head on.
When the suspect hits the brakes hard, the lead deputy takes a chance. Both cars skid, but the officer slingshots around the cruiser and delivers a glancing blow. The suspect never recovers.
He's not gonna make it, sir.
Drunk and desperate, he simply can't handle the speed. At 90 miles per hour, the stolen police car skids once, twice, and crashes off the road, hurling hubcaps and dust in every direction. But the danger isn't over. The deputies are ready for anything. But the suspect is too shaken up to resist arrest. If a criminal is wild enough,
watch it.
And dangerous enough,
he's trying to hit cars head on.
He might take a deputy's vehicle.
The police car is code 7.
He might even steal police firepower.
This subject does have a shotgun in the car.
But he can't borrow an officer's high-speed training. And in the end, that's all that counts. Madison County, Tennessee, 2:13 a.m. County sheriffs patrol the streets for drunk drivers. Tonight, they don't have to look far. They signal the driver to pull over, but instead of stopping, he suddenly takes off.
390 radio, we got a car trying to run from us on Old Hickory. Extremely reckless.
The suspect drunkenly cuts from lane to lane, barreling through intersections, pushing the speeds past 70. He hits the shoulder again, sending up a cloud of dust. Then this drunken nightmare heads for a sleeping neighborhood, hoping to lose deputies. But a sudden wrong turn has this housebuster waking up an entire family. Sheriff's deputies can only watch as the 3,000-pound sedan plows into the house like a four-wheeled battering ram. Amazingly, the suspect is uninjured. He takes off on foot. Sheriff's deputies quickly corner him and are forced to use pepper spray when he won't cooperate.
Put your hands down. I
emergency's at hand, man.
Minutes later, this drunken fool is in custody.
Look, look out in the wind. It's not gonna hurt. He'll just see you in a minute.
This runaway drunk wasn't just a roadway menace. He was a menace to people who weren't even on the road. And when he tried to make one family's home a drive-thru, he found himself arrested in short order. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video, Out of Control Action. Engine revving renegades tear up the highway. A repeat offender steps out of line. And a drunken driver takes a roadside dive. Suspects are out of their minds.
You do it.
And in your face. Next.
This guy is all over the place.
Get in the car.
Drivers, they can act suspicious.
Been reaching under the seat.
Or act strange.
Well, get him down.
Or even act harmless.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
But when a suspect gets dangerous,
put your hands on the car.
Officers have to act.
Got a knife.
Fast.
The police use high-tech equipment to fight crime, but they still need your assistance. Because sometimes, a good Samaritan can make a cop's job a whole lot easier. And believe me, officers appreciate any help they can get.
Manning, South Carolina, the man driving this car is desperate and dangerous. Only moments ago, he totaled a police car.
We're getting ahead of him, see if we can slow him down.
Pursuing officers also learn the man is mentally ill.
I don't know what he's gonna do.
They have to stop him quickly before he hurts himself or anyone else. The pursuit approaches two tractor trailers, both hauling wide loads. One officer hatches a plan.
Can y'all get up here to the guardrails on both sides of the road? Can y'all get side by side, see if we can stop them?
The truckers cooperate. They get side by side and gradually slow to a stop. The suspect can't believe his eyes. Suddenly, there's a house blocking his way. The plan works. The officers move in immediately, but the man is not going quietly. It takes four officers to finally get him under control. This disturbed man was dangerously unpredictable. That's why officers needed a roadblock the size of a house to bring this pursuit to a safe conclusion. Camden County, Georgia. Officer Dan Jenkins has just pulled over this driver for speeding.
Your license, please.
The man doesn't have a license on him, so Jenkins has to ticket him for that as well.
Last name, Duke. Duke.
His name rings a bell with the officer.
I took you to jail for suspended license.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
No, you did.
Or DUI or something.
Got me jail
like
for DUI and improper lane change.
This man has caused trouble before, and Jenkins doesn't want any more of it.
Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm a wreck. Your license suspended.
Tell me the truth.
If you lie to me, I'm going to run it. Because they're suspended, you're going with me.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Tell me the truth.
But the man stalls instead. He's acting nervous and edgy.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no?
Well, I got to explain it first.
Jenkins lets him talk. He knows the more this guy rambles, the more likely he'll dig a hole for himself.
Well, I got pulled over here about a month or so ago. DUI. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, they run my license. My license was good, as far as my knowledge. They told me they were suspended.
I'm listening.
As the man continues, the officer detects an all-too-familiar odor on his breath. He steps closer to be certain.
Address?
You didn't drink.
No. I'll spell out.
I have things with me. No, I can't write it, man. Yes, I did drink something.
You're speeding, you're drinking and driving, and your license is suspended.
No, they're not suspended.
The officer isn't taken in by his lies or his pleas.
Man, don't do that to me, man. I didn't do it to you.
Jenkins goes to check about the man's license.
They're close to suspended. You're going with it. Get back in front of that camera.
It's going to come back suspended, but it's not.
Get back in front of that camera.
The desperate man changes his tactic. Now he pretends to be accommodating.
I'll take sobriety test.
I know you will.
But when the officer tries to give him a breathalyzer test, the man resists.
Okay, give me a breath till I tell you to stop.
I'll take sobriety test.
Listen to me.
I'll take sobriety test.
You give me a test, I tell you to stop, or I'm going to put you in that car and take you up to the jail.
I have legal right to take any test I want.
The man is wrong. He can only refuse to take the officer's test. But when he does that, the officer has a legal duty to take him into custody. Now.
I got legal right to take sobriety test.
Jenkins calls for backup.
1131 Camden 1078. 1131 Camden 1078.
I have legal right to take my own.
Put hands on the car.
Don't
put hands on the car. Are you under arrest?
I have legal right.
Put your hands on the car.
I have legal right to take the test I want.
Put your hands on the car. Are you under arrest?
Sounding like a stuck record, Newcomb continues to resist arrest.
John, I got more officers coming. You better get on your hands on the car.
I have my legal right.
Put your hands on the car.
My own test.
Jenkins pulls out the handcuffs.
I have my legal. Don't try it.
Put your hands on the car.
I have. You're breaking my constitutional right.
Backup is still en route, but the officer must get the man under control now, even if it's the hard way. The man puts up a fierce fight as Jenkins continues trying to arrest him.
Camden, you got a unit coming to me or what?
A backup officer races to help his comrade, but he has to get there fast before the suspect can get a hold of Jenkins' weapon. A passing motorist watches the fight in horror as the officer screeches onto the scene. While Jenkins holds down the rowdy man, the second officer puts the cuffs on him. This renegade is going to jail, even if he refuses to go quietly.
Get in the car!
Why don't you listen to
me? Get in the car. It's birthday.
This bullheaded boozer tried to lie.
You've been drinking.
No.
And beg.
Man, don't do that to me, man.
And bargain his way out of trouble.
I'll take sobriety test.
I know you will.
But when he tried to give Officer Dan Jenkins a misguided lesson in the law,
I got legal right to take sobriety test.
The officer gave him a lesson.
Get in the car.
In tough police work. Sturgis, South Dakota. Trooper Troy Boone spots a driver with out-of-state plates driving down the middle of the highway.
He's running right down the middle of the interstate and passing cars right down the middle of the interstate.
What Trooper Boone doesn't know is the driver has just burglarized a home.
Terry Law, HP 141, pursuit.
But it's the driver's suspicious behavior that leads the trooper to believe the suspect is armed.
Units that we have to do a felony stop. This person's been reaching under the seat.
And if there is a gun, Trooper Boone can only assume the man is desperate enough to use it. Backup is called in and officers coordinate a plan.
And do you have units with spikes?
I've got spikes.
Okay, and I got 29A14 about a mile behind me with a set of spikes also. Go to 30 and spike this thing.
Before they can set down spikes, the suspect suddenly changes course.
We're westbound now. We jumped the median, we're westbound.
The officers need to stop this man any way they can.
Okay, we're increasing speed to about 105.
They're about to get their chance. The officers realize he's headed straight for a construction zone.
Of course, I'm going to try to stop him at the west end of that construction.
They pray the man doesn't try another hasty exit. And when the highway slowly narrows down to one lane...
Okay, pull out. It's this guy right here.
The suspect has suddenly run out of road. He's completely boxed in.
Get out of the car, felony stop. Out of the car, felony stop.
Moments later, Trooper Boone's suspicions are confirmed.
Got a knife.
They recover a knife and a pistol-grip shotgun. When criminals are this reckless with their own lives... and with everyone else's, police welcome any help they can get to take them off the road. Today they were aided by an unlikely source, a construction zone. And this suspect was quickly reined in before he ever knew what happened. Next, on World's Wildest Police Video, fleeing punks and fall down drunks. Roadside stumblers,
I can't pass it,
and three-lane rumblers, gate crashers, and wall bashers. No matter who they are,
The police are ready to take their best shot.
This guy is all over the place.
I'm gonna go to jail. Let's go.
On 2 feet.
I can't pass this test.
4 wheels. Or 1 leg.
You do it.
Some suspects can never stay on the straight and narrow.
Any officer will tell you, when a petty thief decides to run from the law, he can be just as dangerous as a hardcore criminal.
St. Ann, Missouri, police pursue 2 shoplifters terrorizing city streets in their getaway truck. They were spotted stealing $100 worth of merchandise from a department store. A petty crime. But the way they're driving, you'd think they just committed grand larceny. Oncoming cars pull over as the truck careens down their lane. The crooks rumble onto the shoulder, then blow a stop sign on the wrong side. Back on the blacktop, more cars block their path. The truck fishtails like a thrashing shark, scattering traffic in its wake.
Almost spun out.
They charge past vehicles in the opposing lane, not caring who or what might be headed their way. The officers can't believe the risks these two are taking. Seconds later, they barrel onto the freeway.
The vehicle is now heading eastbound, highway 70.
178, 2 hours. Did you have additional units up on the highway?
A pair of construction vehicles threaten to box them in. The driver lurches at the lead truck, trying to scare it aside. The suspects are forced to fall back and go around it. Soon they're faced with another obstacle, an unmarked patrol car. Anyone who would drive like this for $100 in merchandise is liable to do anything. The unmarked unit chases the suspect in and out of the breakdown lane. The patrol cars race to catch up, gunning their engines to the max. The suspects hesitate as the unmarked car threatens to sideswipe them. The officers don't give up easily. Finally, they get their point across. They mean business. The suspects slow down, and the patrol cars keep them boxed in, just in case they try to run again. But there's nowhere for them to go, except straight to jail. They may have been petty thieves, but they were driving like hardcore felons. That's why officers had to pull out the stops and keep these small-time crooks from causing a big-time disaster. Baldwin County, Alabama. 2 officers pull a suspect over for drunk driving.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
4 beers down there.
4 beers?
Yes, sir.
The man is not only polite, okay, he's honest.
I can't pass this test, sir. I can't pass the test. There's no way I can pass the test.
Sure enough, he's so loaded, he can barely stand up.
We always give a field sobriety test. We want positive proof that the driver is drunk. The best way to get this is with the video camera.
This drunk driver seems to think he's still at the party.
Another test I'd like to give you. Call the 1 leg stand test.
Oh, geez.
Not that hard, really.
Sure it is.
Just like this. You lift 1 foot up.
No.
1,001, 1,002, 1,003.
He tries to joke his way out of it and succeeds in making the officers laugh at him.
Up to and including 1,030. Okay?
30?
Yeah.
That's incredible. I'm not going to go 30 seconds.
No. It's not that hard.
It is that hard. You didn't do it.
It's not that hard.
You do it.
I'm not.
I didn't see you do it.
But as casual as they may appear, the officers never drop their guard.
Okay. Why don't you step on back here to my car with me?
All right.
Are your keys in your car?
Maybe.
Whoa. Come on back here with me.
We'll take care of your car.
Ready?
The officers collect plenty of evidence for a conviction. When this suspect appears before a judge, he won't have a leg to stand on.
Sorry.
Any drunk is extremely unpredictable. They'll lie to you. They'll punch you out. They'll run from you. When you stop a car full of drunks, every one of them is a potential threat.
Valley Brook, Oklahoma. It's July 4th, and for this officer, the fireworks are just about to begin.
Anything to drink tonight, sir? How much have you had to drink?
I've had probably four beers.
Inside the truck, the man's friends watch.
Okay, how many steps have you take?
Nine.
Okay, how many did you take?
Nine.
No, you took 10.
He's headed toward an arrest.
At this time, I'm placing you under arrest.
What the driver does next is beyond insane. As the driver is about to be cuffed, he takes a drunken swing at the officer. The punch misses him by inches.
Right there, hold it.
But the desperate driver isn't done yet. He runs to his truck. Drunk, violent, and running from the law, this guy has three strikes against him and still isn't ready to admit defeat. But then, as suddenly as it began, it's over. In a brief moment of clarity, the man gives up. Backup arrives and the occupants of the truck are quickly arrested. The driver eventually served time for assault and battery and attempting to elude. A stumbling drunk may look funny on TV, but there's nothing funny about a drunk driver.
I'm offering you the test.
They can go the easy way, or they can go the hard way.
I'm placing you under arrest.
But they will take the test. And if they fail...
You've had way too much drink tonight.
They're off the road. And the roads are a little safer. Coming up...
You got my car!
On World's Wildest Police Video. A wannabe stunt driver... shows off in the rain. A wannabe cop takes a police truck for a spin. And a wannabe burglar comes out of the woodwork. But what they all want most is to get away. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
This guy is all over the place.
The police trained for anything and everything.
He lost it.
The unexpected
is
closer than you think. And the impossible happens every day.
A high-speed pursuit is always challenging. But when the suspect steals the police car, you know you have your work cut out for you.
Denton, Texas. Sheriff's deputies are searching the car of two suspected drug runners. Something about the spare tire catches their eye.
The spare tire doesn't even have a plug in it. Stem. Yeah, but it weighs about 70 pounds.
Police call in a narcotic canine to sniff the tire. The dog smells dope. As deputies try to remove the tire from its rim, one of the suspects steps out of the back seat of the patrol car. Seconds later, police find the stash. Suddenly, the suspect jumps in the cruiser.
Get him!
He barrels into traffic, nearly running over his partner and the deputy. Another officer tries to shoot out a tire, but misses. Police force the suspect off the road just a few miles away. But with this reckless move, he added auto theft and felony evasion to a charge of drug smuggling. Police cruisers are custom-made to give officers that extra edge they need in a high-speed pursuit. But in St. Petersburg, Florida, police just lost that edge. A desperate car thief is commandeered a police vehicle. Unbelievably, this crazed suspect has his 2-year-old son with him. A police chopper spots the suspect tearing down a residential street. Ground units try to cut him off. Concern for the child's safety forces them to use restraint. The driver pushes the high-performance cruiser to its limit, running red lights and barreling over sidewalks.
This guy is all over the place.
With the life of a child riding on the line, police have no choice but to terminate this dangerous pursuit. Officers found the abandoned vehicle later that day. Miraculously, the child was unharmed. But nobody rips off a St. Petersburg PD cruiser and gets away with it. Officers track down the suspect and arrest him just 3 days later. In a case of poetic justice, he was taken to jail in the same car that he stole. Artesia, New Mexico. Police pursue one of their own SUVs. Behind the wheel is a woman who stole the vehicle only moments ago. Inside the commandeered unit is a loaded shotgun. And given the suspect's aggressive behavior, police aren't taking any chances.
Go around as we try and get around her.
Officers decide to use spike strips to slow her down. But as they approach the intersection, the woman sees the strip and stops. An officer seizes the moment and tries to grab the suspect. The woman guns her. But in her panic, she runs over the strip, blowing out two tires.
Okay, she's picking up speed now. We're running about 45.
Police know she can't last long skating on two rims. Seconds later, she tries to round a corner and loses control. Officers swarm the vehicle. And it's all over. But just what she was thinking when she stole the car remains a mystery. Because police rely on their cars for protection, defense, and mobility, they sure don't like it when people take them, steal a cop's ride. And you've got real problems. Tyler, Texas. The scene of a daring daytime house burglary, and the burglar is still inside. A silent alarm has called police to the scene. They surround the home, but the suspect refuses to give up. So they call in CRY, a specially trained member of the department's canine unit. With a boost from his two-legged partner, CRY enters the house. It's up to him to lead police to the suspect. Within a minute, CRY has located the man. He's holed up in the attic, and he won't come down. So officers give him a little incentive. Seconds later, the man creates a new escape route. Scrambling across the rafters, the burglar slips, his weight crashing through the drywall. And as the canine cop continues to move in from above, the suspect kicks wildly through the ceiling and lands inches from waiting officers. The man is quickly arrested and booked for breaking and entering. The suspect thought he could outsmart police officers by going into hiding. But when he was suddenly faced with a fierce canine unit, he couldn't wait to give himself up. Loving, New Mexico, a deputy pulls over a speeder suspected of drunk driving. As soon as the driver staggers out of his car, the officer can tell he's blitzed. But what he doesn't know is just how much trouble this one drunk is going to be.
Hey, the reason I stopped, she's speeding through town, 47. 47 in a 35-hour zone.
Wait.
Right down here on Third Street. Let me see your license, please. Let me see your license. Let me see your license. You let me see your license, or I'm going to place you under arrest for concealing identity.
Change your address.
Yes, I can. Take it out of the pocket for me, please.
But the man doesn't quite get it.
No, no, just take it out.
You got it.
No, I want it out of the wallet.
You can see it.
Take it out of the wallet for me, please.
I'm not going to do no cut.
Take it out of the wallet.
His intoxication is making him defiant, as well as delusional.
Arrest me if you want to arrest me, but you're not going to get my car.
No, I didn't say I wanted your car.
The patient officer tries to give him a reality check.
Hello, for one thing, you got open containers in your vehicle.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I seen the beer bottles in your car.
You want to shake my car?
Yes.
If I don't run open containers, you're in tabs, bro.
The suspect's attitude is becoming a little too rebellious.
You're nothing to me.
Hey, don't touch me.
You don't got a badge.
Step back here a minute. Step back here.
No, I'm not going to step back. No way.
When a man resists arrest, the officer calls for backup.
Loving Ford, R8.
I'm gone, man.
If you can hear me, you want to meet me over here on the Walnut and Poplar.
In the meantime, he has to handle the suspect on his own, and the man is not going quietly. Backup arrives at last. It takes two troopers to get this live-wire drunk under control and under arrest.
Man. license.
This drunk driver went from disagreeable...
You can't do that.
Disorderly.
You're nothing to me.
But thanks to this officer's tenacity, he was taken off the street and put into a drunk tank where he belongs. Van Buren, Arkansas. Officers have many techniques for ending pursuits. But of all the options, roadblocks can be the most dangerous. Some suspects stop. Others race around the barriers. But the worst case scenario is when they don't slow down at all. The suspect's vehicle barrels into the four empty police cars, turning the highway into a war zone. In the smoky aftermath, the officers get their man. He's injured, but alive. But the damage to these cruisers is proof positive. Roadblocks can be dangerous. And even deadly.
He's crashed. We're out of the car.
Next.
Let's shut him down.
On world's wildest police videos, crooks go full speed ahead. British bad boys head for the hills. A domestic abuser tries to run down a cop, and a highway runner goes head over heels. It's brain-rattling action, and it's headed your way. Left and right, racing in circles. No matter what stunts a suspect pulls, at high speed,
these guys are flying.
The danger is always dead ahead.
He's running out.
Tracking suspects by helicopter has become increasingly common around the world. Officers on the ground can only see what's in front of them. But in the air, the police can see it all.
Oxford, England. The two Londoners in this gray car have just robbed an armored van.
This time we've got one sound unit in pursuit.
The heist was daring and brutally efficient. But right now, these two out-of-towners are lost. Very lost.
They've stopped right into the road.
When their getaway hits a dead end, they have no choice but to back up. As they try to come up with a plan, two police cars pull up right behind them. So they quickly take off. They find their way back onto the main road. But when they panic, they throw all their money out the window.
Just through. It looks like a bag.
Maybe they're hoping the ground units are looking the other way. What they don't realize is the air unit sees their every move. And their next move is just as desperate. Finding themselves suddenly boxed in, they smash right through a fence. But instead of using the road, they plow wildly through the field.
They simply don't know where they're going.
Moments later, they try their chances on foot, running scared through this stately neighborhood.
They're running between these homes.
As they head toward the street, they rush to hijack a white work van.
They're trying to steal that van.
What they don't know is the van is just broken down and won't start. The driver calmly walks away. More frustrated than ever, the suspects hightail it back to their own car, but they never make it. The police quickly surround them.
That's it, they're finished.
These bad news bandits thought they had planned the perfect caper. They executed the robbery, but couldn't complete the getaway. First they lost their way, then they lost their money, and now they lost their freedom. Los Angeles.
We have yet another high-speed pursuit here in Los Angeles.
Officers from the city of Torrance pursue a powerful sports car on the 405 freeway.
Oh, he's just in and out of the traffic, as you can see right there.
Inside are two desperate suspects wanted for car theft.
He's going about 85, maybe 90 miles an hour.
They couldn't have picked a worse day to run from police. A heavy rain has left every street in the city slick and treacherous. Water sprays from their tires.
It's very wet, and very slippery down there.
Suddenly, the chase hits thicker traffic.
So it's extremely dangerous for everybody that's involved.
So the suspects find the carpool lane.
There's just no room for the suspect to drive at these speeds.
But another car has them blocked in. With a cement divider on their left and heavy traffic on their right, there's nowhere to run.
You can see that the suspect is pulling up right behind that car.
Looking for a way around the black car, the suspect simply forces it out of the way. Officers have had enough.
He spun out. The suspect, okay, he spun him out.
An innocent driver gets rear-ended, suffering slight injuries. The suspects continue to spin.
Well, you can see right there that the driver's getting ready to bail out.
The man leaps from the still rolling car, cuts in front of a cruiser, and gets taken for the ride of his life. Within seconds, the passenger is also in custody.
A very dangerous pursuit has come to an end.
Running from police is always foolish, but running on a crowded and rain-slick LA freeway is sheer stupidity. Get pushy out here, and the law will push right back. Hard. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video, a rainy day felon spins like a twister, strikes like lightning, and crashes like thunder. Next.
Domestic violence. This is the most dangerous, most confrontational, and probably the most time-consuming part of any patrol officer's day. And believe me, these calls can cover everything from a lover's quarrel to a homicide.
Just be careful, all units.
North Augusta, South Carolina. A drunk man flees the scene of a domestic dispute.
I'm coming to lead pursuit.
The man won't stop, but the road does. The suspect nosedives into a median, bouncing into oncoming traffic.
He just turned 50.
Officers have every reason to expect this chase is over, but instead they're confronted by a bizarre sight.
For all units, this subject, he's just driving all over the place and donuts back here.
The driver appears slumped and unconscious behind the wheel. He's actually blacked out with his foot on the gas.
Get some help up here.
Officers now have a difficult rescue on their hands. Other units move in and establish a perimeter. One officer prepares to go in on foot, but suddenly the man comes to and starts driving again, straight toward the officer. The officer jumps clear, but his cruiser isn't so lucky. A battered squad car picks up the suspect's trail.
Nah, tell me where he's going. I'm going back out good.
Other officers race to join the pursuit. As they approach the cross street, the chase flies right past them. At these speeds, on rain-slick roads, the suspect is headed for disaster. The lead unit picks up a visual.
Turn left right across from Hardy's up here.
But the officer skids out on the wet pavement. The second unit handles the turn and takes over the lead.
We're headed back toward 5 miles road on the left.
Moments later, the suspect skids off the road.
10:50 again. Carolina, skidding 10.
This time, officers aren't taking any chances. They approach his car with guns drawn, but they don't see him.
Where's he at, Charles? Where's he at? You see him?
If the suspect bailed, they all missed him, and he could be anywhere. But then they find him, still in the front seat, passed out cold.
Get him.
In the morning, he'll remember none of this insane chase. But his lunatic mix of liquor and lawlessness got him a smashed-up car, a suspended license.
Be careful, all units.
And a $2,000 fine.
Because we're back in pursuit.
He's lucky he didn't lose more.
Get him.
Dangerous felons.
Put your hands on the car.
They prey on society. But when the heat is on, crooks become the hunter.
These guys are flying.
And no matter how fast they run,
increasing speed to 105,
there will always be someone hot on their trail, keeping criminals in their sights.